Penguin Random House Audio presents Why Diets Make Us Fat, The Unintended Consequences of Our Obsession with Weight Loss. This is the author, Dr. Sandra Amott. Introduction. Several years ago, my husband and I visited friends who had two teenage daughters. Both girls were smart, beautiful, and well-loved, but only one was thin. Her sister had started gaining weight at puberty, and their parents couldn't figure out what to do. They'd tried talking to her about portion control and exercise. They'd tried cooking her special food. Nothing slowed her progression from skinny child to voluptuous woman. Their well-meaning concern was making the situation worse. She was reluctant to sit down for meals with the family and ate almost nothing when she did. But her father told me that food was disappearing from the refrigerator in the middle of the night, and her weight gain continued. Rather than making her thin, her parents' anxiety was pushing her toward an eating disorder and increasing her odds of gaining more weight. I understood her feelings, because I was that teenage girl myself several decades ago, hating myself because I couldn't satisfy my culture's expectations for my body. Because I grew up to be a neuroscientist, I also knew about the biology behind her struggles. Considerable evidence shows that dieting, willfully eating less to lose weight, rarely works in the long run, while its unintended side effects do a lot of harm. When I discovered this evidence, after 3 decades of losing the same 15 pounds again and again, it transformed my relationship with food. At first, I wasn't sure that changing my approach would work for me, so I tried an experiment. As my New Year's resolution in 2010, I vowed to go an entire year without dieting or weighing myself, and to exercise every day. I was so pleased with the results that I've maintained all 3 habits ever since. My weight used to bounce around a 50-pound range as I starved or binged my way through the first half of my adult life, but now it remains stable, even though I don't worry about calories anymore. And the research suggests that my experience is typical. If diets worked, we'd all be thin by now. Instead, we have enlisted hundreds of millions of people into a war we can't win, fighting not against an external enemy, but against our own bodies. In the United States, 108 million people went on a diet last year, and half of them were within the normal weight range when they started. Yet research shows that dieters almost always regain their lost weight within a few years, no matter which diet plan they follow. In fact, they often regain more weight than they've lost. On average, people who go on a diet end up heavier 5 years later than people of the same initial weight who didn't diet. Many people are convinced that unless they control their appetite, they will gain weight, get sick, and die young. This common belief gets it backward. Dieting often makes people fatter and less healthy in the long run because it impairs their ability to recognize hunger, which increases vulnerability to emotional eating and food marketing. Research suggests that the resulting cycle of repeatedly losing weight and gaining it back is no better for health than maintaining a higher weight with a healthy lifestyle. Fitness can overcome most of the health risks associated with obesity and also help prevent future weight gain, but only if people don't quit exercising when they discover that it isn't making them lose weight. By understanding how the brain regulates weight, we can stop struggling to defeat this control system and learn how to let it help us instead. Just as the body needs a certain amount of sleep, the brain has a body weight range that it prefers and will defend for each individual. The brain's weight regulation system will maintain a stable, healthy weight for most people if it is allowed to do its job without interference. The system mainly operates beneath conscious awareness, influencing hunger and activity in many ways, and also changing metabolism by modifying the amount of energy that muscles burn. Lasting weight loss is hard to achieve because when dieting makes a heavy person thinner, the brain responds exactly as it would if a thin person were starving. The result is a powerful mechanism to keep body weight within a certain range. The belief that dieting will control weight is not only mistaken, but also dangerous. I wrote this book because I've
sample complete. Ready to continue?